The question for today is, 2 Kings 2 verse 11 states that Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. Yet in John 3 verse 13, Jesus says that no one has ascended to heaven. And in Acts 2 verse 34, Peter says that King David did not ascend into the heavens. Can you explain this contradiction? The answer lies in understanding the different ways in which the Bible uses the word heaven. The dwelling place of God is called heaven. See Matthew 5, verse 16, 34, and 45, chapter 6, verse 1 and 9, chapter 7, verse 11 and 21, and Revelation 4. This was the heaven Jesus had in mind when he said, "No one has ascended to heaven," John 3, verse 13. Generally, however, the word simply applies to the sky, whether within or without the earth's atmosphere. The birds fly in heaven, Genesis 1 verse 20, and the sun, moon and stars are in heaven, Genesis 1 verse 14 to 17. Elijah was taken into the sky, but not into the place of God's dwelling. No doubt the whirlwind was the means God used in transporting Elijah from one geographical location to another, just as an airplane takes us from one place to another. There is no reason to believe that Elijah stayed in the sky once the whirlwind took him up. The letter from Elijah to King Jehoram, 2 Chronicles 21, verse 11 to 15, appears to have been written after the whirlwind incident, though this is inconclusive. If so, then Elijah was obviously on the earth at that time.